Mar says like this, a new case now. Omar Rava. Rava says like this. What's going to be hoysa lefonov kikra shel hefka? A person was walking in the street, and in front of him was laying down on the floor a piece of bread, a kikra, a bread, shel hefka, that doesn't belong to him, but it's hefka dik a piece of bread. Now, the Omar, he said like this to the person. He didn't pick it up yet. He wasn't kind of it. But right away, he said, the Omar, kikra zu hegdish. He says right away, he wants this kikra, this bread, to be hegdish. So the locher is, not vaisle tetzchal hegdish, and the bread right now becomes hegdish, even though he didn't pick it up yet. But vaisle, since he could pick it up, to be kainer it, so the fact you say to make it hegdish, it's takachal hegdish on it. And therefore, not lo liyoichlo, let's say you pick it up now and take it, almanas, eat it, you should know moal, lefikula, you're over the yisamila. This piece of bread now is hegdish. On hegdish, you're not allowed to take for your own enjoyment. There's an isamila. The isamila is like an isagezel. You can't take it away from hegdish. So the isamila, there's one or two ways to be over the isamila. Either your mamish eat it, your mamish take enjoyment, or else just even picking it up. Picking it up is like a maisik zela. You're like stealing it, taking it away from hegdish. So just for picking it up, almanas, with intentions of eating it, you're over the isamila. What about you pick it up, la risha labonov? Let's say you pick it up not to be kinder, to use it for yourself right now, but you're only picking up this bread to save it and eventually to give it over to Yerusha, to your children. In other words, you don't plan to use it right now. Then the locher is moal lefitoivas anoshebo. You know that it is hegdish, so by you having any enjoyment from it, you're over the yisamila. But the enjoyment you're having from this bread is not the enjoyment of the value of the whole bread, because you didn't pick it up to use it for yourself. You just picked it up to pass it on, to give it to your kids. So what enjoyment do you have from giving it to your kids? That's called Taivas Hanor. Taivas Hanor means your kids are going to feel very grateful to you that you thought about them and you're leaving over some bread for Yerusha. I said, I mean something then. But I call part of the kids are going to feel good about the father, that the father is leaving over something. So that's called the father's having enjoyment out of this bread. So that's a nisamila. The father is not allowed to have any enjoyment from the bread. The father was just makdish the bread. The bread is like hegdish. You can't have any enjoyment. So the isamila, that's what you have to pay back to hegdish, is according to how much enjoyment you have from the bread. So if you take the bread, eat it, it's cool like you want to be kind of the whole bread. It's cool like you stole the whole bread. You have to pay back to hegdish the value of the whole bread. But in the case where you only took it, loirish labonov, then we say it's only the enjoyment is lefi toivus hanor. And therefore, that's the only amount of milah that you have. So let's see, the Ran says like this. The Ran says, Amar Rava, on top, on the right side, Hois lefon of kikah shel hefkerem, v'yoma kikah zu hegdish not lo yachlo mola fikula. So Ran says, Hay denoket lo, the kikah shel hefker, like why did Rava have to say this chiddush where the bread started out to be hefker? Hefker means it didn't belong to anybody. It was let loose and in the streets. Why do you have to say that's the case? V'lo noket lo, the kikah shel loy, why didn't he say better? A person has his own piece of bread in the house, and the person was makdish it. He said, this piece of bread that belongs to me should be hegdish, and it should have the same halachas, that if you take it now, eat it, you're over the yisamila. So why doesn't the Gemara say this case? Saran says no. Mishun d'vchi hai gavn, in such a case, where you're makdish the own bread that you have in your house, then, not lo liyochla, if you just pick up the bread now and ask to eat it, loy moal, you won't be over the yisamila yet. Since before you were marked the shit, it was in your reshus, it belonged to you. Even after you marked the shit, it's still in your possession right now. So therefore, when you pick it up, you're not doing anything. You're not like taking it out of Hegdish's reshus. So heavily, you are like a gizber. That's the one that's in charge of Hegdish, shel Hegdish. The Arminim Masai Perakam Nechagiga. Shem not Daldava shel Hegdish. Liskois boy loy moal. If the gizbar himself picks up something from Hegdish, he's not over the yisamila. Why? Mishum de mikara nani b'rishusekoi. Before it was also in his possession. V'asha nani b'rishusei. Now he's also watching over Hegdish. Hegdish is in his possession. V'yein mila b'hegdish. Where is there the yisamila b'hegdish? Ela b'moitzim rishus Hegdish l'shus acher. When you take it out of Hegdish's rishus and put it into somebody else's rishus. So then, umali b'chatzera, umali b'yadai. Like, what's the difference? You pick it up from your chutzah, put it into your hand. It's still the same thing. So that's why the Gemara can't say the case is that your makdish your own piece of bread. Therefore, Rava wants to say a chiddush where the bread right now is free bread. It doesn't belong to anybody. So Ram learns the case is that you walked close to this piece of bread that is in your Dal Damas. And usually the locker is, if you walk in the Shus Rabin, and if something comes in within your Dal Damas, you could be kainerit to such a kinyan like that. That whatever is within your Dal Damas, if it's Hefker, you have a right to be kainerit. And therefore, here, like, you didn't say you want to be kainerit for yourself. You could have, because it's in your Dal Damas, you could be kainerit. But instead of saying you want to be kernered for yourself, Mishamachi, Kiyama Kika Zu Hegdish, Chal, Omatis Zele Zocha Bamielam. It's a Kiddush. Even though you yourself never owned this piece of bread. And usually you can't do that. We always ask in the Pasuk, of a Hegdish Beisai. It may have to be Maktish Yisai's Beisai. It could only be Maktish something that belongs to you. Something that does not belong to you, you can't make it Hegdish. So, this piece of bread here never belonged to you. It was Hefker, and right away you said it should become Hegdish. So why is it called Hegdish? So Ram speaks out. The Alpha God, the Emperor, came to Bamitsiya. Da'adam HaShalot is Karnas Loi. Afilu Kaloya Mekna. Even though usually the Chul of Da'adam is Karnas for you right away, so why doesn't the bread become yours right away? Shani Hocha. Hocha Shani Mishum Nechivun Diyam Akikas of Hegdish. Goli Adaitet La Hegdish Nichalei Delikten El Didei La Nichalei. V'gilo Daitet Ki Yai Mahani. Muslim ever hochi, they have like a magvia mesila chaver with a kona chaveroi. So that's the chiddush here. That since you could have taken it for yourself, so now when you pick it off the hegdish, you talk have a right to make it hegdish. But even though lemaisa you weren't kainerit yet, that's all part of Rav's chiddush. But since you have in your hands, you could have made a kinyan on it. It's in your dal damis. And if you want to, you just could have said, let this bread become mine. So instead of saying it's becoming yours, you made it Hegdish, that gives you the power to make it Hegdish. That's one Chiddush here. So therefore it says now, if you pick it up, Amanas Lochloi, it's called you're making a Shinu Rishus. Because it never really belonged to you yet. And now when you're picking it up, that's the first time you're taking it into your Rishus. So that's why it's called you're making a change from the Rishus of Hegdish to your Rishus. That's why you're Moil. But if you only pick it up, I'm not to give it over to your sons, which means you don't want to take it for yourself right now. So the only enjoyment you're having right now is the Toiv HaSanoa, that your kids are going to have gratitude toward, they'll feel good to you. The fact that you gave them, you're thinking about them, so that much enjoyment is called Yisr HaNoa. That's Rav's Chiddush here. Now the Gemara says like this, Boi minei Rav Chiya Barav in Merova. Rav Chiya Barav in Yasekasha from Rova. What's going to be if somebody says like this? Somebody says a lashon of kikri olecha, that my bread is also to you. Reuven is talking to his friend and he's saying, listen, my bread right now, I'm making a nisa neder that you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from my bread. So he says the lashon kikri, my bread olecha is on you, is also for you to have enjoyment from it. You know what happened now? V'nosnu lei b'matana, and now Reuven gives it to Shimon for a present. So now it's not Reuven's bread anymore. Like I said, kikri, I said, my bread, you can't have any enjoyment from me. So kozman, the bread belongs to me, you can't come and eat by me. But over here, I'm giving it to you for matana. I'm giving it to you for a present. So it's not my bread anymore. Now it's your bread. So mahu, have a shiloh, what's the locha? Is he allowed to eat the bread or not?
All right, turn over.
Is mahu. So one svar is kikri omaloi ki isiv rishusai hudiyasa. That he said in Lashon kikri means my bread you can't have enjoyment from. That means kol zaman the bread belongs to me, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. And here that I'm giving my bread over to you, I'm giving it to you for a present, so the bread now belongs to you. Now that the bread belongs to you, it's not part of my nether anymore. So maybe then you are allowed to eat it. Or Dilma maybe no. He said, kikri olecha. The medayah from the second word, olecha means, I do ma olecha amalei. Alavayu shavisi hegdish. That means upon you, I made this piece of bread like Hegdish. That negated to you, you can't have any enjoyment from this bread. Not only calls to mind that belongs to me, but now I said that this bread should blind like Hegdish to you. So therefore, even if I give it to you for a present, so what? Even though it becomes yours, but Lamaisa, this bread was already chal on this of Hegdish, that you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. So what's the shah on the Loshin? What do you mean to say? So this Omalei, he said back to them, Pshita, Tiyafagav, Diyoyivlei, Vematon Osir, Avada, even though you give it to him for a present, still it's Osir. Ela Kikri Alecha, like Lafuke Mai, like because if not like, for what person, what purpose he said the word Alecha? Like what did he say the word Alecha for? Is my love Lafuke, Di Gonvo Minei, Mignaf. That isn't it only to say that if it got stolen, that's all. But from me to you, it remains also. So it's in Rasa like this. Omalei Pshita. The Alpha God, the Yoivnele, the Maton also. It's Pshita to him that even though the person gives it over for a present, still the other second person now can't have enjoyment from it. The Loi, because if that's not the Pshat, so Alecha Lafuki Amai, when he said, Kikri Alecha, that my bread should be Yasser on you. For what purpose did he say the word Alecha upon you, if not to mean like this, that even though you end up with the bread, still it's also on you? So that's why I'm saying for sure it's also. Because if not, like, for what purpose did he say the word Alecha? Di lo Alecha lafuke mai. What do you want to tell me, lafuke di migna va migna? Like, bitmiya kleima. Vadai di afagav di yozna le matana osrolov. Even if he gives it to him for a present, still he can't have enjoyment from it. Kikroi. Why di loy liezin yin osrolov. O my nafkula minisurei. Hare biyoit shakike shaloi. O vishusay in sarv lesrolov. Shurei osa viyayimet uloi. Like a monoshach. Kol zaman, the bread is in my property, in my rishus. So I don't have to make any issa, you can't take it. Pshita. There's an issa gezel involved. And if I own bread, you can't come and take my bread. So I don't have to make an issa neder if I don't want you to eat my bread. Kol zaman, I own the bread. When the bread is by me, pshita. Like, you're not going to come and steal it from me. So I don't have to make an issa then. For lack of the chura, what do you mean to make is this an neder? That even in the case where I give you permission to come and take it, where I give it to you for a present, still I want it to be also to you. Now, v'lech l'meimah, don't try and answer. To mishumach yosra lov. You know why he said the word alecha? Maybe he meant like this. Mishum di mignav aminei, in the case where it's stolen from him, ti yosra alecha. There's Reuven made an issa neder, Shimon can't have enjoyment from his bread. Now, Reuven's bread got stolen. And after it got stolen, Shimon found it. So maybe that's the case that he meant to say. In such a case also, it's also for you to have enjoyment from it. The leka, the nesa gadai tahochi, people the Mar said, like, that's a bit me, like, nobody thinks that way. Like, people don't think to say, alecha means to tell me, in a case where it gets stolen from me, then you can't have enjoyment from it. But that's not something that happens often. You don't even think about these things. Elevada, therefore, for sure. Why did the person say the word of Kikri Olecha, that my bread is also on you? Why did he have to make this nether roll together? Elevada lehochi yosru. Kidei shela yavtse boi shiit nenoloi. Kidei that you shouldn't come and bother me to say, please give it to me for a present. V'chivin shekein akocha chafil liyachem aton osrolei. But that's the purpose you made this as a nether. Because the monoshach, close the man, the bread is in your house, it belongs by you. So pshita the guy can't come and eat it. It's your bread. So what did you make this nether for? So it has to be that you're afraid, you know this guy is going to come and keep on asking you, give me some bread, give me some bread. So you're afraid the guy is going to ask you to give him your bread for a present. So what do? You make a nether and say, this bread of mine is also to you, the nether. So therefore you can't come and ask me to give it to you for a present, because what is it going to help? Even if I give it to you for a present, still you can't have enjoyment from it. That's the way he answers for Svar Pshuta, that if somebody says this Lashon of Kikri Olecha, what he meant to say is that my bread is like Hegdish on you, and even if I give it to you for a present, still you won't be able to have enjoyment. So therefore, don't even try, don't bother me, keep on asking me to give it to you for a present, because it's not going to help you anything, because you can't have enjoyment from it. That's what the person meant. On this, the Gemara asks back, no, what's your proof? Oh, Maleloi, I'll tell you no. Maybe liafuke di asmenei law. Maybe all he meant to say is that, true, it's only yasa, kol zaman, the bread belongs to me. When Reuven made the neder, he said tikri. Reuven's bread, his bread, Shimon can't have enjoyment from. But maybe only kol samana belongs to Reuven. But if Reuven gives it over to present to Shimon, maybe then Shimon is allowed to have enjoyment from it. Says so, what did he make the nether from? Just that Shimon should not be like invited over to Reuven. That means Reuven's afraid that maybe Shimon's going to want to come and eat by me. So even though the bread is by my house, you're going to want to come and eat by me. So therefore I have to make an is a nether to say no, you're not allowed to eat my bread, that my bread is also on you. Therefore don't bother getting invited over to my house. Because you'll sit at the table and you won't be able to eat a thing. My bread is also to you. It doesn't pay for you to come over. So maybe that's all he meant to make the nether. I'm making a nether now that you can't come to eat by me. But maybe in the case where the guy has rachmanis on him later, and he tells him, you know what, here, take the bread home, and take it for a present, maybe then take it smuta. But the Ram says, in the bottom, Omale lafuki di yazmile, klaima, liyarlam really, truthfully I'll tell you, emaloch, di yoyevle de matona sharyale. Maybe when you say kikri olecha, you only mean kol zamana belongs to you. But if you give it to him for a present, then maybe he's allowed to enjoy it and eat the bread. So for what purpose did he have to say the word olecha? Is lafuka di azmanei aloh? Then the case where he invites you over to his house to eat. Tiesalei. Di shah sanami kikri hi. Because at that time, when you're taking it, l'chura, the bread belongs to you. But since the bread belongs to you when you're taking it, therefore, that's maybe the issa what you meant to say. But our co-opponent, the Gemara's answering, could be that the issa neder is only that if you invite him over to your house, for that he's not allowed to eat it. But maybe if you give it to him for a present, then he's allowed to eat it. But of course, it's a chiddush from this Gemara. But then it's a shalom to be showing him. In a case when you invite somebody over to your house, and you put down food on the table, and the guy eats the food, whose food is it called he's eating? For now, Gemara's mashrim is still called he's eating your food. But the other side is no, that once the guy picks up, puts it into his mouth, he's kainer it. It's his food. Like you're putting it down on the table now, and you're saying, whoever wants to come and take it, can take it. Like when you put down the food to eat, he's eating his own food. Well, we have this shalom, you want to make a brichas or a tevye metiv on wine. You're drinking one type of wine, and then they put a better type of wine on the table, you have to make a tevye metiv. It's brought down, you only make a tevye metiv if the wine is beshutfis. That means two people drank together from the first wine, and both people own the second wine also beshutfis. Then if the two people drink from it, you have to make a tevye metiv. Now some people say, if somebody puts down at the table, he has a party in his house, and he puts down a bottle of wine, so for him putting it down on the table, he's going to make it a hefka. He's like letting everybody be a shutf in it. So whoever wants to come and drink the wine, it's like they're drinking their own wine. So if we do make a brichas of tevye metiv, it's not like our Gemara here. Like our Gemara's mashma, when you put down the food to serve your food, when somebody else is eating it, it's always considered he's eating your food. And therefore it's us of him with this neder. But if you would have given it to him for a present, and then the food would be his, then he'd be allowed to eat the food. But just calls the man, the food is by you, and people are eating by you, the pshat is called, they're eating your food. Therefore the neder goes on this much. Alright, stop here. You're holding daf lamed hey amud aleph. Again, we're in the middle of the last shayla. We're going to bring a raya now to the last shayla we has. The last shayla we had in the last gemara was that Rabbi Chiya bar Rava and asked the shayla from Rava, what's going to be if somebody says kikri alecha? Someone who makes a lashon of a neder to say that my bread should be yasser on you, and then the person gave it to him for a present, so it doesn't belong to him anymore. Does the yasser neder still apply or not? So last Gemara we had, Rava said yes. Rava says it's still also. That even though you gave it to him for a present, and now it doesn't belong to you anymore, but I call upon him, since Lamaisa, this bread came from you to him directly, that is